Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to 107 Live. This is AJ Jones, your host. This is gonna be cool, man. So I'm gonna get right to it. Matter of fact, we're gonna get to it. Is this totally random and off the cuff? There's no script, no boundaries, nothing's out of bounds, nothing whatsoever. I mean, talk about any and everything. Now, the first thing I really want to talk about, Chris Brown over the last few years has taken a hit to his name due to the whole, dispute and fight with Rihanna and all this and all of that. He has a little girl that he's been in her life, unlike negative images about, celebrity dads not being in their kids' life and all this and all of that. So, Chris has obviously has put in work, to get 50-50 custody of his daughter. And it's been quite a ride, with him getting this. It has literally been quite a ride. And the guy has been putting in work. And one thing that most people don't know about being a celebrity, I just happened to have been blessed to have played college football with a couple of guys that are in the NFL. Being a musician, I've shared the stage with some of the biggest names and biggest artists. Chris Brown, everybody knows Chris Brown. I mean, you cannot mistake Chris Brown when you see him. So his baby's mother was trying to tell the judge, oh, he hangs around bad people, blase, 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 and such. And he told the judge, hey, I have my mom around. She's going to be in good company. And so probably about a few days later, the guy that Chris Brown's baby mom is messing with is put in jail. Like, he gets picked up. Like, the guy gets picked up for writing fake checks, like Department of Treasury checks. Like, that's a federal offense. This dude might do some hard time. And she's talking about, oh, yeah, I want Chris to take a drug test. Like, really? I'm like, you messing with dudes that do this kind of stuff, but you want Chris Brown to take a drug test? I mean, I'm going to be honest. I mean, I wouldn't put nothing past him. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, you trying to leverage the child against him. You know what I'm saying? And the judge who officiated over the case, man, I'm just going to say whoever the judge was who officiated over the case did a really good job, because they peeped game from jump. Like, yeah, they saw the shoe trying to leverage him, to get that money. And, if you have a child, don't try to leverage the child for money. That's a low blow. You know what I'm saying? That's a low blow. All right. Now, we all saw this massacre that was the first week of the NFL. Oh, my goodness. What happened to Eli Manning looked like he didn't even play football against Dallas. I'm like, man, I'm not even a Dallas fan. I was like, man, Dallas is whooping these dudes, man. Eli took five sacks. Five. Eli Manning took five sacks. Normally that wouldn't happen. Okay. Unless they're playing Seattle. That's the only time I see that happen. But, And, oh, my goodness, I just don't know what to say. And then you know, even on a good, even with the Cowboys getting the win, they still get hit with some bad news. They're going to be out with they're going to be out 4 to 6 weeks without their main man, Dez Bryant. Man, I love that dude, man. He's a beast. I mean, I can honestly say that he's past Calvin Johnson, like, for being the best dude in the league right now. Calvin was absent last season. You know what I'm saying? Calvin got to step his game up this year to even be like, oh, man, duh. You know, but Dez Bryant is on point. All right, Dez Bryant is on point. I'm telling you, Dez Bryant got that fire that T.O. had. Dez Bryant going to be, you know, Dez Bryant going to be unconscious under the knife during surgery doing sit-ups. You know, he probably going to have some, he probably gonna have one of the backups throwing passes while he under, you know what I'm saying? But Dez Bryant going to be all right, you know what I'm saying? I just wish him a speedy recovery and everything. You know, Dez Bryant has come a long way, man. I'm actually proud of that dude, man. Actually, I caught a couple games up when he was up here at Oklahoma State. Dez Bryant, man, he's a good dude, man. He just, at times, he you know, he got a little off the chain, but he's all right now, man. I'm proud of him, man. He's improved every year since he's been in the league. I mean, this the sky has no limit for him. Like, I don't even know what to say. Michael Irvin said on ESPN not too long ago that, what, you know, he's still going to get better. That's the scary part. He really is still going to get better. Man, I just couldn't believe it. Now, oh, man, being that we just talking about the NFL, we got to talk about this debauchery, which was supposed to be a suspension as far as Tom Brady is concerned. You know, we have to address this. We have to talk about this. It just seems like the NFL has a different set of rules for different people. Okay. You know, you have the Patriots, Tom Brady, and Ben Roethlisberger. Oh, yeah. Let's throw Riley Cooper in this as well. We have all of those incidents on one side, and then you have Michael Vick, Adrian Peterson, Ray Rice, and what's the other guy? You know, and you have those three incidents over there. Now, let's talk about Ben Roethlisberger. Let's talk about Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger has had about 3 to 4 rape accusations against him. You know what I'm saying? It's not even the fact that, you know, and here's the thing. It's not even the fact that he did it or not. It's the fact that he was accused. You know, Ben has not seen any type of trouble from these accusations. Okay? Now, let's fast forward to Tom Brady. Okay, let's go on another note. Okay, something where he did this. Now, Michael Vick was purely made an example of by the system. Okay. People feel like they want to put it this way. I mean, they really got at Vick at his prime. Like, they took him out of the league at his prime. Like, that's scary. I mean, I'm just looking at it from his point of view. You know, I got a $60-70 million contract. I'm playing for one. The team that I'm on, one of the best teams in the league. We making it to the playoffs. As a quarterback, I just broke a record for rushing for 1,000 yards in the same season while throwing for 2,000 yards. I mean, this dude was on top of his game. And then the dogfighting incident happened. Peter jumps in, and he is literally served up to the general public. I mean, served up royally, not just like we talking tea and crumpets served up. Like, it is crazy. I'm just like, man, they just did Vic dirty. I'm just going to be real with you. They did Michael Vick dirty. I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. Like, I don't even think it should even went down like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they could have, even with the trial and stuff taking place, they could have granted him the same thing that they gave Tom Brady, Golden Boy, Slick Snake behind. I can't stand Tom Brady. I hate Tom Brady with a passion. Like, oh my goodness, I can't. And then you have a lot of media publications and different things that call him America's Golden Boy. Really? Everything in his career has an asterisk next to it. Everything. I mean, let's just be honest. Every Super Bowl he's won has an asterisk next to it. Even the situation that led to his first Super Bowl is an asterisk next to it. I mean, this dude obviously thinks he's above the law, and nobody. This dude thinks he's above the law, and nobody is, you know. And then on top of that, the owner of his team is buddy-buddy with the commissioner. But guess what? Most people don't believe this, and most people don't even want to think about it. But it's the honest to God truth, and here it is. Tom Brady was not going to serve that suspension. I probably didn't believe it until I saw it. It was one of those things where, okay, I'm going to have to believe it till I see it. Now, for the fact that, you know, Tom Brady likes to play the victim. And even when people was questioning him about, you know, the whole Tuck rule thing, he never admitted that he was throwing the ball until the 10th anniversary of the Tuck rule. They were showing the documentary on NFL Network, and he did not admit it until the 10th anniversary of the Tuck rule came. And I'm like, really, dude? Seriously? I'm like, you wait all this time. I was like, you telling us what we already all know and saw. I'm like, I could have threw the remote through the TV at that point. I really could have, because I was just that mad. I'm like, this dude here. Oh man, but yeah, he was not going to serve that suspension. There's a different set of rules now. Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson. Now, true, I do not condone child abuse or any. Well, on Adrian Peterson case, I'll say this. When it comes to child rearing, there is nothing wrong with corporal punishment. To be totally honest, if there was more corporal punishment, the murder rate, the crime rate, the people who are supposed to be parents now that are between the ages of, 30 and younger, you know what I'm saying? Those people would probably be better parents. We probably won't have the rap that we have right now. I mean, goodness gracious. Like, I'm going to be honest. Okay, I'm just going to come out and say it on Adrian Peterson's behalf. I was whooped as a child. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got roughed up a little bit. It went to the point to where, like, you know, I was cut on my privates or nothing like that. Oh, no, not by any stretch. But what I'm saying is this. I don't think that, I'm just going to say this. there's a fine line between discipline and abuse. Adrian, I think, went a little too far. You know what I'm saying? Just looking at the pictures, you know what I'm saying? Now, my parents are from Mississippi. Corporal punishment, that was a normal thing. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm gonna be honest with you. There are African American parents that believe that, oh, if you whip your child, if you spank your child, you're abusing him. No, not necessarily. It really is discipline. There's nothing malicious behind it. There's no evil intent behind it. Now, true enough, it is painful, but it is a deterrent. Corporal punishment is a deterrent from a deterrent for bad behavior. It deters the child from doing it. I do not have a criminal record. I work in criminal justice. I also have a job as a security person. I am productive in my society. I am serving my country. Now, I'm gonna tell you, my parents got to me a couple times because I was out of line a couple times. But at the end of the day, I was not abused. You know what I'm saying? Ray Rice, now his situation, his wife, him and his wife was going back and forth, and we all saw the videotape. Now, I think the NFL overstepped its bounds when they suspended him for a whole year. Suspended Adrian Peterson for a whole year. They kicked Michael Vick out of the league for a whole year, and it took him a year and a half after he did his time to get back into the league. It was almost a 2-year process, to be totally honest. Okay, but Tom Brady deflated ball. I mean, I have read the rules and regulation book for the NFL. The balls have to be at their max pressure. Now, Tom Brady always plays the victim. When he was asked about the Tuck rule, he played the victim, act like he didn't do anything wrong. Act like he didn't know he threw, act like he pretty much said he didn't know if he threw the ball or not for the most part. The Deflategate thing. Anytime somebody asked him a question, he gave some roundabout answer, never really answered the question. Now, on the other side of the game, I mean, on the other side of the game, this directly affects what happens on the field. Now, their incidents took place off of the field, and they served way harsher penalties. Tom Brady is not going to see a minute of a penalty. And I think that there's a conflict of interest issue with his owner and the commissioner being best friends. That complicates issues. The Patriots think they are above the law. No, let me trip that. No, let me rephrase that. Tom Brady. Tom Brady and the Patriots think they are above the law. I mean, it seems like, and then on top of that, Tom Brady is not as squeaky clean and all American as everybody has him to be. This dude talks the most trash on the field. And you know what? He's one of those people that when he's mic'd up on games, you don't get to hear every bite. They take all the bad bites out. Oh man, I just really wish, like, if anybody talks trash, put it this way. If you want to believe anybody about how bad Tom Brady talks trash, Richard Sherman will tell you. Tom Brady talks trash. Like, and he talks the most trash. Now, fortunately for him, he can back it up. But when stuff don't go Tom's way, you can hit him with the, you mad, bro? Oh man. And that's the reason why I love Richard Sherman. Richard Sherman is one of those, Richard Sherman and Marshawn Lynch. Oh, I love those two guys. Are the two realest people. Well, let's throw Michael Bennett into that circle for that. Michael Bennett, Marshawn Lynch, and I just happen to be a Seattle Seahawks fan. It's documented all over my Facebook. I am a Seahawks and 49ers and Titans fan. There's a reason why I have those three teams. Text me, call me, and I'll explain everything. But either way, I don't like the fact that the league comes after Marshawn Lynch because he doesn't want to talk to the media. Now, Marshawn had a little incident when he was in Buffalo. The media out there blew it out of proportion. Thus, Marshawn being a self-contained person, that didn't go too well with Marshawn. So how can you force somebody to talk? How do you force somebody to talk when you've pretty much badgered their name, you know, true enough, he made a mistake, but you didn't have to drag his name through the mud for, I mean, he paid his price, you know what I'm saying? The dude, if he makes a mistake, he'll acknowledge, I have so much respect for this dude. Like, Marshawn Lynch is my dude. Now, let's talk about Richard Sherman is probably one of the realest, most intelligent players in the league. The man gets drafted. How many NFL players do you know get drafted, have a bachelor's and a master's from Stanford? Come on now. See, the media wants to portray, you know, most players coming, you know, getting drafted, they want to portray, you know, the African-American, they want to portray African-American players as dumb and unintelligent and all this and all of that, but that's not necessarily true. That's farthest from the truth, if anything. I mean, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? And then Michael Bennett, I love what Michael Bennett called out. He not only called out the league, not only did he call out the NFL, and, you know, not only did he call out the NFL, he called out all the sorry quarterbacks is getting paid. That, bro, man, Michael Bennett, that's that dude, man. That's that dude. And he was right. Like, I do not understand how Philadelphia would keep a injury-prone, has-been, yes, I said has-been, named Sam Bradford on their roster but cut Tim Tebow. There is a reason why teams are turning Tebow away. Now, he's taken away every excuse for people, and they're not coming out and saying it, but it's almost like, you know, they want to say, oh, he's not good enough. And I've listened to people in the media, mainly on ESPN, like this, it was a young group doing First Take, that I want to punch them in the mouth so bad, but that's not my cup of tea, you know. But they were pretty much saying, oh, he's not even a top 100 quarterback. He's not this. He's not that. I'm like, first of all, he's the only team that had gave him a fair shake was the Denver Broncos. That's it. That's the only team that gave him a fair shake. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. How in the world, to be totally honest, I'm going to say a lot of these NFL coaches are freaking lazy. Because I'm telling you right now, to incorporate his talents as well as the talents of the other quarterbacks on the roster into the offense so he feels comfortable, you have to add certain stuff in. And sometimes that takes time, it takes schedule, it takes prep, it takes all of that. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think Bill Belichick and his staff was lazy and they didn't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? I think the Jets coaching staff was lazy and didn't want to do it. And I'm saying,
Chip Kelly and his staff was lazy and didn't want to do it. One thing about Tim Tebow, hands down, that he knows how to do. Now, here's the thing about football. Every game is not going to be pretty. Every game is not going to be easy. Tim Tebow knows how to win. Period. Saw that when he was at Florida. It was evident. This dude crushed Alabama's soul. His first, Nick Saban's first year at Bama. Crushed Bama's soul. Now, Bama did get him back, though. Bama did get him back, though, to get back to that title game, to get into that title game against Texas. They got him. They got Tebow. But the man knows how to win. Now, I'm sorry, but I don't know what nitpick, I don't know what these coaches are looking for, but they are nitpicking. And I'm going to tell you why they're nitpicking. Okay, for the same, okay, and I'm going to bring Marcus Mariota up. According to NFL standards, people say that if you play at Oregon, if you play for Ohio State, if you play for Florida, or if you play for Ohio State or Florida under Urban Meyer, that you're a system quarterback, that you won't be able to flourish in the NFL. That's bullshit. That's bull crap. Oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry. That's bull crap, and I'm going to tell you why. Number one, if you look, Marcus Mariota's maturation and growth, going from that offense at Oregon to Tennessee, I mean, it is a beautiful – the dude can flat-out play. And that's what people – even people in the media don't understand. As long as you can flat-out play, you're going to be all right. Tim Tebow can flat-out play. It may not look beautiful. It may not look good. But the boy can play ball. And, you know, and Philly's labor against Atlanta. FILA, forever. I love Atlanta. And Atlanta got a big win on Sunday. Oh, my goodness. But I have to bring this up. Carlos Hyde, the boy even threw in a Braxton Miller spin move. He even threw a Braxton Miller spin move against the Vikings, man. I couldn't believe it. But, yes, it was amazing to watch that, man. Matter of fact, Carlos Hyde scored a lot of fantasy points with me, man, on my team. Like, he made my score look real good. Okay, but, man, we're almost out of time. Man, oh. Goodness, we can very easily call that the NFL show. We really can, to be honest with you. But, we about out of time. We'll probably have another show this weekend, probably Saturday. I'll probably be hitting up social media for all of those details. Guess what? We set our own limits. Okay? We set our own limits and nothing's off limits. No filter, straight, raw. Now, I'm telling you right now, I'm just going to let you know when, and it's gonna be another random show. That's all I'm going to say. But until next time, man, y'all be good. Y'all love each other. Y'all be cool, man. Love everybody, man. Love everybody. All right. And I'll talk to y'all later.
Again, this is AJ.